This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Tropical North Queensland will become the very first place on Earth to host a COVID-safe country music festival, with the Savannah Summer Series landing in Cairns and Mareeba this October 1st through to the 3rd. Originally scheduled to see a host of local, national and international country music heavyweights land in Cairns on the Queen's birthday weekend for Savannah in the Round, festival organisers were able to quickly postpone the full weekend event to 2021 and then reimagine the Savannah Summer Series, securing top Australian talent to keep the music playing in a COVID-safe way for 2020, while giving tropical northerners the first taste of what is to come next year. So this is a preview. While all of Australia's most recognisable country music events have been forced to cancel, and even major international revered festivals have also been forced to postpone, Savannah Summer Series has managed to work with health authorities in navigating the COVID restrictions to push ahead and deliver a unique live music experience for tropical North Queensland. Who's going to be there? Well, Queensland's own Casey Barnes for a start. Now, we play Casey's music here on Fab FM.
G'day, this is Casey Barnes and you're listening to Fab FM.
So there you go, that's Casey, just to prove it. And of course, we love his music. And Casey will be there along with the newcomers called the Buckleys. There's also Saltbush Six, the Road Trippers, the Ayres Rockettes and Camille Trail, all there for this great event. And there might even be somebody else there we play on Fab FM. But why don't we ask Casey himself? So Casey joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And I was going to say, I wish we could bring you along for all the shows we're doing up there next week to be our intro guy, because that was brilliant.
I'm here all weekend and here all week.
You could be the crowd hype guy before we come on stage. That was so good.
Mate, I would happy to do anything to support country music and support you guys during a time where you, Casey, like so many artists, you must be incredibly frustrated, but now you've got a chance to spread your wings and do a bit of flying and a bit of singing.
We do, mate. It's been a tough 6 months, I've got to say. You know, literally 6 months since we've done our last full live show with the band, and we had been rehearsing for quite a long time, and we were all ready to hit the road back in, you know, March, and we were locked in to play CMC Rocks, which is another really big country festival that happens every year, and then all of a sudden it was all wiped out, basically. So this is a great initiative from everyone behind, the Savannah Summer Series, and we can't wait to get up there next week.
Well, it'll be at the Cairns Salt House October 1st, Mareeba's Rodeo Grounds on October the 2nd. By the way, do you say rodeo or rodeo?
Rodeo.
Okay.
Rodeo. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's like country. Like, sometimes I've been introed as a country and western singer.
I hate that.
Yep, lose the western. There's no western about my music, that's for sure. But it's funny.
All right. No, absolutely. No, we talk about country music. Now, this, Casey, do you see this also a way of providing support to the tropical North Queensland community as it gets back on its feet? Because, boy, do we need some uplifting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, especially because of tourism is so huge up in the northern part of Queensland. I mean, I'm a proud Queenslander myself, and we're based down here on the Gold Coast. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to inject a bit of positivity, some live music, and obviously, you know, to get people along and injecting some money into the local community as well. So it's going to be great all round, really.
We are talking with country music singer-songwriter Casey Barnes this morning. Now, I know you're a real family man, and I love playing your song Valentine that you did with your wife. What's it been like COVID lockdown for you?
It's been, look, I definitely think the music industry's been hit pretty hard. It's had its challenges, but I think rather than dwell on the negatives, there have been a lot of positives. You know, I've got to spend a lot of quality time with my family, which you don't, you know, normally get to do as much of when you're on the road and you're touring around and travelling and recording and stuff. So that's been amazing. And I've had a chance to go back and start writing a bunch of songs for what will probably be my next album. And you know, we still pushed on and released my album back in April and was fortunate enough for it to be my first ever ARIA, you know, number one. And so that was a positive. And I think, you know, there's been a few, you know, great things that have come out of it. So, you know, I haven't been complaining on that front at all.
Yes, you mentioned, of course, Sparks Fly, holding number one on radio for 7 weeks. And as mentioned, a first Australian country ARIA album during this COVID era. Now, this is a world first, this particular thing that is happening for live music after the 2020 COVID challenges. What's it like to be part of that?
Yeah, look, it's pretty special. I didn't realise until I spotted it, I think, in a media release or an article that popped up that it is a world first. And, you know, I think that's pretty special. And I think, you know, it's obviously going to be done properly, and the guys have gone to a heck of a lot of trouble to tick all the boxes and make sure that it's safe for everyone to attend, and there's going to still be that atmosphere there as well. So, you know, I think we're all really looking forward to it. We've been rehearsing a brand new show for the tour, which is kicking off actually this Friday night, and then obviously it flows on to next week as well. So, and we've got some special guests, as you alluded to, coming along, which is
yes. Now, huge. There's a fella coming along that's, well, he's a newcomer to the industry. I guess you'll take him under your wing and help him out. What's his name?
Oh, look, I never heard of him. No, no. We're pretty chuffed. This bloke is an absolute legend, all-round nice guy. Lee Kernaghan is coming, and that's only just, you know, happened over the last month or so that he's been able to free up some time, and we're so excited that he's coming up. And he's been a real, you know, mentor to me over the last few years as well. And, yeah, absolutely stoked. He puts on a great show. So you're in for a treat. I hope plenty of people have got their tickets, and we can't wait to get up there.
This morning we are talking to one of the hottest country music stars in Australia today, Casey Barnes. Well, I look at country music in Australia, and of course we have the king of country music, Slim Dusty, and then Lee Kernaghan, virtually a Slim protege, and then we've got people like yourself who are the new young people into country music. How do you see country music in Australia at the moment? Where do we stand?
Oh, for me, I think we're in the most healthy position we've ever been, and it's probably a lot. It's a lot of reasons behind it. I think one of the biggest things has been radio, not just country radio, but commercial radio have started to embrace country music for the first time in a long time. And you're hearing, you know, Keith Urban and Morgan Evans. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough with the last few singles that I've released, we've got a heck of a lot of support at commercial radio. So it's sort of breaking down the barriers with punters that probably don't realise that country music is such a broad genre now, and there's something for everyone. And that I think, yeah, we're really in a great spot.
Yeah, keep that Western out of it and have good country music. Now, we just going back to that album that you did, your first Australian country ARIA album during this COVID era, Town of a Million Dreams. I guess this, you know, this country music festival is coming up very soon. We'll give you a chance to air that finally, publicly.
Yeah, finally. We had a national tour all locked in to kick off, you know, in April, May, and then along came, you know, COVID, and we got sort of hit for six and had to postpone a lot of dates. And so we are chomping at the bit. We're busting to get back out and finally play these songs live. And I guess it's given people a little bit extra time to actually, you know, grab the album and learn the words, and you know, it's going to be nice to finally get out and play the songs live.
Now, we'll give all the details of this and you and, of course, Lee and the others that are going to be at this wonderful country music preview, so to speak, of what's going to go down. What's your final pitch for the event in Cairns and Mareeba?
Oh, look, it's going to be a special weekend. I think anyone that's busting to see some great live music, I'd definitely encourage you to grab your tickets, and we're sure going to put on a big show for you guys. So we're looking forward to seeing you, and can't wait.
Casey Barnes, play well, and we support you 100%, you guys.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Casey Barnes, thank you.
Thanks, mate.
And Casey Barnes' brand new song released today. And he's given us a copy. It's called Bright Lights. Here it is.
G'day, this is Casey Barnes, and here's my brand new single, Bright Lights, here on Fab FM.